One to One Academy, proud to be different. Shades of Red is a conversation lesson plan based on home ownership. In this podcast, I discuss the concept of home ownership in 2022. Thanks for joining me. The world seems to be a smaller place, yet an overwhelming school of thought believes home ownership is still on a high list of priorities. The best investment is buying a property. Buying a property is more of an investment, a safe and calculative place to store money. However, others believe it's very risky to place all your money in one place. What do you think and why? So before you answer this question, consider that there are different forms of expressing yourself in English. The form I think is undoubtedly the most common, but there are other forms that you should consider, such as in my opinion and I strongly believe. Each carries a different degree of how strongly you feel about a topic. Try various forms so that you can practice. Topping up a pension fund is the next consideration for this conversational lesson plan. The next question is based on a pension. Research over many decades has shown that investing in a property is a great way to top up a pension fund. It can often provide enhanced security in preparation for retirement. Do you agree or disagree, and why? It's an intriguing concept since some of us live for now, whilst others want to think about the future. Try and use examples from your own personal experience. Often, using examples can help you to express an opinion. Renting a property, well, that's the opposite of buying, really. And some might argue that it's a more flexible approach for 2022. So renting a property is more flexible. Well, that's the consideration. This could be true of post-pandemic, as working from home can mean traveling expenses to and from work and no longer significant considerations. Is flexibility in terms of settling in an area or scaling up to a larger property when you have more money or scaling down when you don't? Status in society. That's another interesting question. Our place in society is measured by the location of property and its size. Status is a consideration. It displays wealth and success. But is this not the point of owning a property, and why? Try and expand your answers. It will help to show the depth of your grammar and demonstrate how strongly you feel about a topic. So where you normally would just give one sentence, try and double that as a goal. Equity release. Well, that's an interesting term. Not all countries have equity release, but it's an interesting concept. So turning some of the property into a cash fund can seem attractive to some, although there's a risk that it can block the sale of the house. Nevertheless, it can make all the difference the older you get. So what do you think and why? Equity release is only available in some countries, as I mentioned, and various forms of this banking product exist. I have placed a link in the text that may help you to do some research on this topic if you're unfamiliar with it, so don't worry. Incidentally, there is a text form or transcript of this podcast on our website under the blog section, so make sure you have a look if you want to clarify something. Asking questions is the next thing, because students often become accustomed to answering questions, but there is cause to encourage a flow of questions both ways. Asking questions helps with interaction and it's good practice. So make sure that you try and get used to question formats. It will increase your confidence, listening and comprehension skills, and grammar depth. If you're not sure about question structures, then please ask one of the tutors for one-to-one and we can point you in the right direction. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope that you enjoyed this class. Please remember to like and share. Look out for more one-to-one podcasts on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye for now.